One of the things actually is God created two trees. And you and I keep on asking why God created this kind of things. God actually is revealed to Moses, revealing to us, and there is the life, and this is the death. You want to go to the death, then this is the death. You want to go to life, and this is the life. But they not create a tree called a tree of death. No. But they create a tree called knowledge of good and evil. Sound very misleading, right? Yeah. Sound very misleading. Why knowledge of good and evil will create, it will lead to death, right? So they say, tell the man, say, oh, why the God do not name it, say, a tree of death? That is something interesting, right? That is really interesting. I tell you, if they put a dead body, a bone, a skull, and the bones, right? Say this is a poisonous, poisonous, because God made the tree. They did not labor. They say, oh, put a skull, put a few dead bone, then never labor that. And they labor the tree look beautiful. I tell you, the tree of the fruit, the knowledge of good and evil, it's so attractive. That's so attractive. Let me tell you what. The tree of death, that knows something. But if we tell people, this is the tree of death, this fruit is poisonous. If you eat this poisonous, you will surely die. And a lot of people don't eat, right? A lot of people don't eat that. But if they, this is the knowledge of good and evil. What knowledge, man? This is the knowledge economy. We need knowledge, man. Yeah. Then we eat. The result is totally different. Oh. So the labor of the tree, and the eating the fruit, and the eating the result, is totally different. That's why today we have so much problem. Today we have so much problem. Why? They labor wrongly. Yeah. They never labor properly. Yeah. So we can accuse, we can put blame, say, God, you never put proper labor. Yeah. But God already said, this you cannot eat, right? Yeah, cannot eat. So there's something you and I be very, very careful. You and I be very, very careful, no? A lot of people say, oh, you can invest. What? Invest like that, like this, like that, like that. No. $3 million gone. $3 million gone. No. They say, oh, why you don't tell me earlier? No. Why they don't tell you earlier? Because they want to cheat you, right? No. So anything, be very, very careful. What is the labor and what is the result? It may be totally different, man. Yeah. So don't be silly. No. Don't be silly. You've got to be watchful. Watchful. You watch, man. Yeah. You watch. You better be alert. No, you better be alert. So in the overseas, right? In overseas, normally the foreigner, not the foreigner, the local people don't cheat the foreigner. Yeah. So when we came to this place of land as a foreigner, I become a foreigner everywhere. Yeah. I become a foreigner of everywhere, but I'm very alert. Yeah. I'm quite alert. So I watch, I find that, a lot of cheating cases. A lot of cheating cases is all those people who came to this land and they cheat their own people. Never trust what they say. Never trust what they put a label. Never trust how good they can present it, right? Be very watchful. Yeah. So you are cheated or you are not cheated. It's all your choice, right? All your choice. And too bad. If you are cheated, then too bad. What to do? Too bad. During the past days, I was ministering to quite a lot of people. They say, oh, I was cheated $3 million. I was cheated $500,000. I was cheated. Oh my God. I say, wow. I told you already, wow. I told you, but then you don't believe. Then you, those people who want to cheat you, and you believe in them, so what to do? Restart everything. But in a human life, how many times you can accumulate $3 million? My God, you and I be very, very, very watchful. Yeah. Don't ever believe, say, oh, this is the tree of knowledge. Knowledge of good and the evil. Let the labor. Don't argue too much. Because I study so much, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I tell you, I study a lot of deeper. And the doctrine, the doctrine I developed actually it did become quite a centerpiece. No, I have a lot of cases how knowledge of good and evil destroy a person. And God actually through this revealed the truth. So you and I be very, very watchful. Yeah. Because it is about life and death. You want to go to life, and that is the way. You want to go to death, very easy. Yeah, very easy. There's a modern prophet. Yeah. Modern prophet in our age. Yeah, in our age. Wrote a book. She said, oh, the whole city along the street, both sides of the street, actually a lot of trees. I said, very carefully, she said, every tree is the knowledge of good and evil. Oh my God. In the old days, God, in the Genesis chapter 2, only created one knowledge of good and evil. But now, the whole city landscaping was full of knowledge of good and evil. It's going to be very attractive. Trust me. Now, it's going to be very attractive. You look at today. We sometimes we envy, right? Sometimes we Christians, we do not understand. That's why we envy, wow, this is a wealthy person. That is a wealthiest person. This person actually created what? No? Created that program. Attracted so many millions and billions of venture capitalists. And a lot of time we all go that way. But is that a life? Is that a life? I do not know. If you really want me to, I don't have the energy. But if I really have energy, you and I get closer look of the people. Get closer look at the people. You will see, actually there's no life, man. There's no life.